Rich Eisen here. Right now at U.S. Cellular, everyone can get the Samsung Galaxy S23 for free. So everyone can take perfect selfies in low light with the nightography mode. Everyone can game all day and night with a longer lasting battery. And everyone can do it all smoother than ever with Samsung's most powerful processor yet. All on U.S. Cellular's 5G network. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Headline to start this opinion.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I should be on the competition committee in the National Football League.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Give me a chair.
I believe that you believe that.
Problem is, I wouldn't be in this chair. I'd be in these meetings in Indianapolis. I'd be in Indianapolis. I could Zoom. I'll Zoom. Who's Zooming? Me. I'm on the square.
Today's guests. Florida quarterback Anthony Richardson. Plus, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air, back here in the chair after a week-long stint, a residency in Indianapolis for the NFL Scouting
DJ
Combine
Richie
on
Rich.
NFL Network. Pleased to be back here in the chair. I want to thank Susie Schuster and also Bobby Bones for sitting in the chair while I was gone. Susie's chat with Amy Trask lit up our YouTube page.
Which and is Twitter. Great.
And Bobby Bones was dynamite.
Yeah, he
how was
fun.
How was Kilborn? How was
great.
Killer?
I mean, obviously, he was killer. Super relaxed, super
excellent.
Chill.
Taking pictures
Came
of himself.
In, taking pictures, loves
pictures
the selfies.
And video.
Complaining about how the screen didn't reflect the color, the actual real color life of color of his pants and right. things like that.
Bobby Bones!
Oh, is that? Oh, that's,
oh,
it?
A,
that's a new drop? Okay, very good.
The killer was going courtside at the Laker game the
By
next
the way,
night?
Killers, Timberwolves are suddenly Fire. Above the play-in game. They're a six seed right now.
Yeah.
Playing good. Ant's playing real well. And they're doing it without Carl Anthony Towns.
How about it? So I want to thank them for being in this chair. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. The buzziest quarterback at the Combine. Anthony Richardson will be here in studio. Not in studio. He will be on the phone in hour number three. I don't know where he is.
He'll be in studio at some point.
I look forward to that. All 6'4 and change and 244 pounds and change and his 4'4 and change that he ran. Good Lord. Talk about business decisions. You don't want to make it in front of him. And so we'll talk to him about it. Daniel Jeremiah is going to join us on Tuesday's show because we can't quit each other. So he's going to be joining us on that program on Tuesday here on the Rich Eisen Show. As I said, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Now then, there's only one way I know how to do things here, and that is to not traffic in rumor. I try to give you facts as best I can and opinions and takes. But I also want to give you a sense of what it's like to be at the NFL Scouting Combine. When I say there's tea and it is spilled, it really makes the Boston Tea Party look like it was just one little pinky extended with one saucer. There is more tea spilled at the Combine, and people are so eager to do it. It's nonstop talk. You see him at the Combine. You see him in restaurants. You see him at the bar. You see him at midnight. You see him all over the place. A little coffee, a little this. You got a breakfast. You got a dinner. You're there. I mean, everyone is everywhere, and it's spilled. And I compiled a list of things that I heard for a top five list of rumors I've heard at the Combine. And I want to let you know before I get to it that what I put on this list, with the exception of the very last one, the, if you will, one more, I heard from multiple people, which is why they're on the list. Okay?
You get double sources.
Of people just whispering, and I have no idea if any of this is 100% factual, which is what I like to say normally into this microphone. I feel like I've got my journalism degree now covered with me giving this long-winded caveat to trafficking in rumor. But I'm going to dive into the mosh pit to give you an idea of the stuff that I heard in Indianapolis.
You're like Varus. The birdies are just talking.
Correct. Hit it. My top five rumors I heard at the 2023 Scouting Combine.
You just made the list.
Here we go. Number five on the list. We all know two teams that were quarterback needy at the end of the season, starting third stringers, and had a chance to go to the playoffs and maybe make a deep run in the playoffs, referring to the Miami Dolphins and, of course, the San Francisco 49ers. I heard at the combine, number five on this list.
You heard.
That Philip Rivers contacted both of them to come back late last year.
Oh.
Philip called them?
Philip Rivers contacted both of them is what I heard, and that's the way I heard it.
Wow.
To see if they would come and didn't happen. Don't know why it didn't happen. But I heard that at the combine, that Philip, once his season was over, is kind of like, so the 49ers are going with Mr. Irrelevant?
You guys need me?
And, all right, you know, Florida's right next door to Alabama. You Dolphins need somebody to sidearm wing it and dadgummit down the field with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. I could do that for you.
That one I feel like actually could have worked.
I heard that.
Brock Purdy was playing too well. But
at the combine. That's
in Miami.
I figured, nice little juicy tea to start off the list here. Okay. Number four on this list. We know the story of the combine. I told you it was a story of the non-playing season, as we refer to it, the off-season. Because it's going to last a long time, I said. The minute that Lovie Smith bequeathed the first overall pick to the Chicago Bears, and the Bears having Justin Fields already. And I said all spring long, up until draft day, is going to be the story about what the Bears do with the first overall pick. Unless they have obviously traded it sooner. Number four on the list is the Bears are already long down the road of trading the first overall pick. Teams have been identified. Compensation is being hammered out.
Wow.
Yeah. And sure enough, I saw Ryan Poles say today, I believe in Peter King's Football Morning in America column, if I'm not mistaken, saying that, hey, teams kind of want to know maybe before free agency begins if they have a draft pick high enough to take a kid. And if a team wants that quarterback certainty this early in the process, they're going to have to pay for it. Man, Poles is playing this thing like a virtuoso so far as I'm concerned. So I hear the Bears are already long down the road in trading this first-round draft choice. Number three on the list requires no setup. My spidey sense has been going off, and I'm telling you, I can't even say multiple people told me this. Number three, on the rumors I heard at the combine, it is not pretty between Lamar and the Ravens. It is not pretty between the two of them. And there's franchise tags, as you all know, coming up. You know, it's right around the corner tomorrow. Apparently, according to multiple reports, Eric DaCosta of the Baltimore Ravens visited Lamar in South Florida, in Miami. Nothing's been hammered out just yet. So that's number three on this list right here of top rumors that I heard at the scouting combine. Number two on the list.
Oh, boy.
Number two on the list of rumors I heard at the combine. The Packers sure hope Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to come back. They sure hope.
Just like praying.
That when he comes up with his decision, it is, I wish to retire or I wish to be traded elsewhere.
Wow.
They do not want his response to be, let's run it back. When I say I heard that over and over and over again, it's just like, you have no idea what's going on there. And, you know, and all of that, I cannot sit here and say I have facts from ground zero in Wisconsin. And clearly, you know, Rodgers has told you through his many appearances, certainly on McAfee's show, that nobody, like a very, very small subset of people, know what he's thinking. I'm saying hot rumor at the combine is the Packers want an answer from Rodgers to be no more. Because they also, I don't think, want to be the ones to end the relationship.
Right.
That, by the way, if he does come back, you know, you got a first ballot Hall of Famer coming back. But deep down, I'm hearing, boy, do they not want that answer from him. Number one, I heard from a couple people, and I figured let me make it number one because it involves the GOAT. Number one rumor I heard at the Combine, not in terms of a lot of yacht chatter, but this one just blew my mind. Tom Brady may not be done after all.
What?
It's a couple people are like, just hang on, just you wait.
Wait for
and
what?
I'm like, he's Instagramming out videos of his cat.
Ski you know? Trips.
Yeah.
He was at UFC over the weekend.
I know. But it doesn't look like he's getting big and fat, does it? And that he just let it play out. Let's see who wants what. And the one place that folks are saying keep an eye out for is Miami. And if the Dolphins cannot somehow, if they get somehow, some way, a doctor's report, a piece of information from a medical evaluation of Tua that he may not be ready to go, and suddenly there's Tom Brady sitting in Florida where his family is located and where he can easily locate himself. Keep an eye on that, I was told by a couple of birdies.
Good.
At the Combine. How's that for a top five list?
Wow. You think we need one more?
Oh.
All right, we'll get one more.
This one's going to blow your mind.
All right, let me get
it. It blew my mind. Heard this from only one person.
One person.
One person.
And I'll be honest with you, I don't recall who it was from because it was late.
How late?
A few Cabernets and not okay. Bottles.
Bottles.
Give me a break, sir. I had to work the next day. 53-year-old man. I can't just shake the cobwebs.
Get I mean, here. Solo. I mean, for a table.
Here's this rumor. The pictures of Mark Davis being bald are doctored, and he still has his bowl cut.
Okay. Rich, that's right. You're right.
This is what I was told. And it makes sense because I told you I saw him on the Saturday night before the Super Bowl, and that
he
bald
had the hair, right?
He had the hair.
Right.
How do you not notice it? Right?
And then we
came back on Monday.
I know, and all these bald pictures were popping up.
And it looks like, put it up one more time. It looks like he's at like an NBA game or something like that. It looks like he's at an event.
Somewhere.
Somebody told me that's doctored. It is not true. And so I'm like, get out of here.
I read that on Twitter.
And somebody said to me, where have you seen him since? He's been out and about. Nobody's seen it.
Nobody's seen him.
Correct.
Yeah, I read that on Twitter. Just passed it. Someone's like, these are fake. I did it. And I was like,
the spring wind.
Wow.
That I heard, the winter wind.
We got duped.
Is that this man is not a member of the Bald Brotherhood, and we in the Bald Brotherhood have been had, which makes it very outrageous. How about that for a rumor I heard? So you heard the same thing?
Literally the other day on Twitter, and I completely forgot about it until you just said it. But yeah, I did read somebody say it's fake, and I did it.
Man.
There you go. My top five rumors I heard at the Scouting Combine,
so
plus the one more. There you go.
Wow.
You want one more? I'll give you even one more.
Oh, we want many more.
You think we need one more? All right, we'll give one more.
I'll give you... hold on. I have one more, and what are we going to do? I know this is kind of mass singerish. After the break.
That's a tease, folks.
After the break.
We have been hoodwinked, bamboozled,
no, I'm sorry, Steven.
Run amok,
well, that's
and flat out...
About Mark Davis.
Now, even for this?
Not for your extra one, but for Mark Davis.
Mark Davis.
Wow.
When I heard that the other night, I pulled out my phone. I
was like, what?
Put it on my phone. My notes.
Just one person, though, told you.
Yeah.
Don't remember who?
I don't remember who.
Damn.
No.
They seem trustworthy?
I think it was... No, I don't remember. It was somebody named Joseph Phelps.
Is that the name of the wine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe Phelps.
Joey Phelps.
Do I know my guy or what, TJ?
You do.
Joe Phelps. Michael Phelps.
Is that Phelps' uncle?
Yeah, they live up in Napa. Yeah. Great community.
From the Baltimore
We'll take
Phelps's.
A break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. One last hot rumor we were talking about. Derek Carr's contract numbers are in.
Woo.
All right, baby.
Have you noticed how a lot of insurance commercials are kind of gimmicky? They've got jingles and mascots, and they try to be real cute and clever. But really what matters, in fact, it's the only thing that matters, is the insurance, which is why I want to tell you about NJM. because for over 100 years, NJM has been going about their business protecting their clients' biggest investments, their homes and their cars, with award-winning customer service. The most important thing is knowing you have the right coverage with a company you can rely on when you need them. And that's NJM. When you apply for an auto, home, or renter's policy, NJM will work with you to ensure you get the coverage that's just right for you. And when you upgrade to NJM, you could save real money on your auto insurance. Better service and possible savings. No jingles, no mascots, just great insurance. NJM. Visit njm.com/podcast for a quote to see how much you could save on your auto insurance. njm.com/podcast.
Youth football is all about style and fun, and the NFL celebrates that through Play Football, an initiative aimed at creating positive experiences for players, coaches, and parents, with the goal of preserving and promoting the values of the game. On the football field, kids can continue to grow through teamwork and build trust as leaders. To learn more and to find a league near you, visit playfootball.com. The future of football is here. You in?
844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Give us a ring right here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network that's rejoined the Roku channel live stream. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I just gave you my top five rumors I overheard at the Combine. We'll see how many of them wind up being true. Could be none of them.
Hopefully all of them.
And here's one more that I didn't give you. It was beginning to have some chatter because the first overall pick, as we know, is going to be traded by the Bears. One of the five rumors I mentioned is that they're already down. They're well down the road, I believe.
Yeah, you said talking hearing. Compensation already.
And so they'll trade out. And Bryce Young didn't work out. I met him and his family, actually, in a restaurant on Friday night. Could have been nicer. Couldn't have been nicer people.
Was he wearing those no bull shoes that gave him like 2 more inches?
He was wearing all the gear.
Did you see those?
I didn't see those.
There was a picture going around of him, the reverse angle from the podium.
Oh, is that right?
And those no bull shoes literally were like lifts.
Let me just tell you something here. 5'10¼". That was what he came in at, 204 pounds. And I asked Daniel Jeremiah this, and I will ask that of any evaluator that comes onto this program between now and the end of this portion of our calendar. And I'll ask that of anybody. You've seen a lot of Alabama football, have you not?
I have.
I need the play where he looks small.
I mean, there hasn't been one.
Give me the play where he looks small. Give me the game where it's just like, man, he looks small. There isn't one, is there? And there may be, again, yes. I'm not grinding tape. I'm not a tape grinder. But I asked that of Daniel. Like, give me one. Did you see it? Because have you watched every snap of him? Every snap of his? He said to me, and he'll come on here, and I'll have him tell the story to you tomorrow when he's on, that he may have seen a couple of plays where he thought, guy can't see past the line of scrimmage. But he made the throw anyway because he's smart enough to know where his receiver was and everyone else was.
Sure.
And that's the other thing you hear about him is Alabama would give him the game plan or some ideas on Sunday after the Saturday game for the next Saturday. He'd come in on Monday, not only fully prepared, but with ideas of his own how to fix stuff. You hearing that about him? And I saw C.J. Stroud sling it.
Yep.
When I saw C.J. Stroud sling it this weekend, I swear to God, this is not a troll job. I promise you this is not a troll job. I thought to myself, how did we beat him twice?
Yeah.
With those receivers?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Uh-huh. The guy who he is the guy that played against Georgia. Best player in the field. He had 2 bad games against you guys. Probably cost him the Heisman Trophy. Cost him a shot at playing for the national championship.
He would just...
He was awesome.
He would just stride back and flip it. And it was a perfect spiral dropped in the bucket.
He looked
about
good.
95% of the time.
He looked good.
He was really, really good. And you have to, you know, think that the guys in the booth to our right, it's the home booth of the Colts. sitting there. Well, here he is out there, that horseshoe in the middle of the field. That looks pretty good. I don't think he'll be there at 4.
Nope.
They got to go get him.
They got to go to 1.
Right.
Yeah.
One would think to ensure that they get him.
Yep.
And that's the whole thing, too, is that if you don't move up to go get him, your competition does. You're going to face him 2 times a year because the Texans are sitting there at 2. So you got to be aggressive. Then you got the Falcons at 8 and the Panthers at 9. And you got the Raiders at 7. And, you know, I heard the Seahawks were grinding tape on quarterbacks as well. That could be just to get somebody who might be, if you will, a project needing some time. You're hearing Geno Smith's going to land there eventually anyway. So here's the one other rumor I heard is that Bryce Young is through the roof and C.J. Stroud is through the roof. But don't discount Anthony Richardson being first overall. Don't discount it.
That's how I started the show today, Rich. Those rumors are going to be popping. That's all we're going to hear.
I already heard it after his workout Saturday.
Yep.
Already heard it Saturday. Sunday morning, you're hearing some whispers walking around the hallways and stuff like that.
Well, just look at the names that are being thrown about. He's built like Cam. He runs like Omar. And he throws like Josh Allen. Like, what?
But all you hear is he's not ready.
Who is?
and that he might have an issue if he winds up like the way Baker Mayfield's career began or Sam Darnold's career began.
True.
Not everyone's lucky to have Andy Reid come get you. Not everyone's lucky to have the Bills come get you and then figure out the right plan around you.
It seems like Seattle would be a great spot then.
Potentially. I would think he'd still be available at 5. I don't know if the Seahawks are going to do that. How wild would it be if they used the pick they got from Russell Wilson to get another quarterback? I don't know if that's their way of, I don't know. Yeah. But man, was that a red hot rumor. Right after he ran, right after he did it, you're beginning to hear how good he is and we're barely into March. There has been no pro days yet. Franchise tags are coming tomorrow, and the new league year begins next week. This is just going to be a fun ride. There's a potential for a hell going on month of March in 2023 again.
The hell going on?
That's it. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Nathan in L.A., let's take your call. What's up, Nathan?
Hey, Rich. Good to talk to you guys again. So I wanted to play out the team, a scenario for the team I think that potentially is most affected by Richardson's emergence, and I think that's the Ravens. What if he suddenly gives them that much more reason to go sell off Lamar to the highest bidder and use that to go get Richardson and insert him into an offense already designed for a quarterback like him?
Well, I mean, one spot I know – Chris, you're in a Georgia, Atlanta / Georgia household. I mean, Atlanta getting Lamar. I'm just trying to figure out who would flip the ones to Baltimore high up enough where Anthony Richardson would be a possible replacement for Baltimore to do that. I don't know. I mean, Arizona's not in that business. Indianapolis, would they take Lamar in Indy? I don't know. I mean
in theory, anyone could take an MVP.
But the MVP comes with a cost, and thanks for the call. That's the Lamar conundrum. You're going to give up ones, plural?
Heavy price tag, and you got to pay him.
Plural?
And he wants 250 guaranteed.
Ones, plural.
Seemingly.
And that amount of money. And the guy hasn't finished the last 2 seasons. Be that as it may. Not his fault, not this, not that. And he hasn't finished the season. It's just the facts of the matter that doesn't really give much leverage, one would think. And would Baltimore take Anthony Richardson and trade off Lamar and start the clock all over again? I don't know. I'm sure they met him. I can't wait to talk to Anthony Richardson. I bet he interviewed with Baltimore. I bet he did.
Find out.
I heard Indianapolis didn't interview him. I heard Indianapolis didn't interview any of them. And that they're going to, it doesn't matter, they'll see him eventually.
them to wait when they have visits?
Or you just throw people off the trail. Everyone thinks you're so desperate.
I mean, we know how desperate they
are. Boy, am I trafficking in what I'm hearing or what? I'm throwing a lot into the microphone here, but I'm just telling you what you hear and what you don't hear.
Yeah.
I mean, Lamar, that is a hefty amount. And that's why I would, if I was Baltimore, I forgot who said it. Was it RG3 who I tweeted out? It might have not been him. I don't know. I see so much these days, it just keeps on passing in front of me. But just by non-exclusive tagging Lamar, you allow him to go test the market, which means you're willing to lose him, which means when you do that, you're indicating to him he's not as important to you. Mm-hmm. And to me, you know, I would flip it as the opposite. It's just like, we love you so much. Don't take our word for it. You go out there and you test. And you test it. And if you get something that you want, you let us know. And then we'll deal with it then. But if you land the contract that we're not giving you, then we're interested in hearing that too. Because we believe we are offering the market value. You go test it. You go find it out. And also, you're running a bit of an okey-doke if you're the Ravens on him with that. Because if he signs with somebody through the non-exclusive franchise tag, you then get two firsts. Now, you might be also undercutting the value you can get for him if you trade him otherwise. You might be getting more than your two ones, and you're just getting these two ones. If I'm Baltimore, don't be greedy. Take the two ones if he wants to leave, and you don't think you can sign him, and you think in any way, shape, or form that what happened at the end of last year could be born out of anything to do with the contract and not sheer medicine and him not being able to answer the bell at the end of the season with his knee injury that I thought he was coming back from and everyone else did. But you can get the two ones, and you could tell him, you go find it. And the okey-doke is he can only talk to teams that have two ones in the next two drafts. And one team that does not have that, would not meet that qualification, is the team that I think he wants to go to the most, and that's Miami. So you're letting him test the market, and you're saying, hey, you can test the market. But one team who he's market he can't test is the team that doesn't have a one in this upcoming draft. Because they, wait for it, Chris, forfeited it.
Ah, yes, the old forfeit.
And they got one back and flipped it for Bradley Chubb, which is interesting. So Miami does not have a first round pick this year, so he cannot go and sign with them. I think that's what Baltimore should do. They might just say, screw it, completely franchise tag him to the ultimate. He can't go test the market, and that's the end of that. I don't know. That answer comes tomorrow. Danny in Baltimore, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Danny?
Why, Rich? Thank you. By the way, you have the best talk show in the world.
I agree.
And you have conversations, not arguments, which I like.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, yeah.
Thank you,
Part
Danny.
Part of my call
Danny.
Is about Lamar. And I see him going to the Washington Commanders because by doing that, he remains locally. He doesn't have to move.
Yeah.
He lives in Maryland.
Okay.
And he probably lives closer to the Commanders than he does to the Ravens. And I think he likes that the fact that the Commanders got Eric B. as the offensive coordinator, and he's going to pick up a lot and learn a lot from Eric.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Ravens have put blinders. You know, they hired the Georgia offensive coordinator, and in my opinion, I think they're probably going to try to find a way to draft Bennett, you know. That's my thought on it.
I really believe, though, Danny, that the Commanders – from what I heard at the combine and people I was talking to when the subject matter came up and Rivera came into the booth, and, you know, I know what coaches say in front of cameras and microphones is not an, you know, in a court of law. But I think they kind of dig the kid they drafted last year. I think they dig Sam Howell. I think that Sam dropped way lower than his talent level normally would have him drafted. And thanks for the call. Do you remember when we had Mac Brown on our program prior to the draft last year? And he was pounding the table for Sam and said we didn't do him any favors.
Yeah, he said that. Yeah.
A lot of kids laughed that the program wasn't ready to be surrounded for him in his draft year, his walk year, if you will. I think the Commanders like him a lot, and I think he's going to be week one starter. And I think they're ready to see what they have in him, which is the way, again, that all these teams should go. I mean, do you know how expensive Lamar Jackson will be in draft choices and salary cap space? You better be sure.
What if?
Yes.
Washington has a new owner who doesn't care how much things cost.
Is a warm place freeze over? Has it frozen over? Because I flew back from Indianapolis.
Not yet. Just saying.
It's been, I got to the show late. Again, I didn't check the weather. Has a very warm place frozen over?
Not that I've read on Twitter. There's been some outages. Just throwing that out there. Never know. Somebody who would have $250 million to throw in escrow, might buy the team. That's all I'm saying.
It's not. It's got nothing to do whether the owner can actually afford it. There is still a salary cap in this league.
Well, we know that's all.
And I know that you can fudge it in this and that and what the other thing, but not when somebody says it's all guaranteed. There's no funny math there, brother. It's all there. Take a look at the cap hits for the Browns in the next few years.
I get it.
I want you to look at it, sir.
All right, hold on. Stand by.
Go find it.
Let me type in
and tell me what Deshaun Watson's cap hit on the team is for the next several years. It's there, and it's not moving.
Loading.
Because he has all his money guaranteed. You can't, signing bonus this, signing bonus that. I don't believe the way it's been described to me.
Let's see, 54.9, yep. 54.9, 54.9.
So it's the same every year.
Yeah,
I got you. Very good. Yeah. That's the way it works.
As the salary cap goes up, his percentage of the cap per team is going down.
No, I know that.
I'm just, I don't know.
I know that. Or would you rather just start from scratch? Hope your guy's that guy. That's it. And that's the problem is that the Jets did that. And the problem is their guy isn't anywhere near the level of winning that the other guys, the general manager, has drafted in the same time period that he's been there. So many kids that this general manager for the Jets has drafted have hit. And the kids that were drafted before him there that are now coming into grown-ass men, Saleh has helped turn into that with a nice little free agent signing here and a nice little free agent signing there. And this team's ready to win games in the playoffs if they can only get the freaking quarterback right.
Yep.
And now here they are again where Rodgers can cost you. He's going to be, $60 million bucks? Oof. And then multiple draft choices. And Lamar Jackson, you want him. You want to take a big swing with him. Multiple draft choices and a salary cap charge of that, which I guess you can afford while everyone else is on their first contracts. I don't know. Or do you just keep digging? Make a nice little signing here and create the one market that doesn't exist in the NFL, which is the mid-salaried quarterback.
Oof.
Not exist.
I think Seattle's trying to attempt it with Geno Smith right now. I read 3 years, $75 million. That's it. That's it.
Wouldn't you rather pay Geno than Daniel Jones?
Well, Geno just took you to a division title and took the 49ers to the third quarter of a playoff game before it all fell apart. So yeah, sure.
That's a discount.
The guys in the locker room love him. He's part of your program. Go for it. But that's a market that just doesn't really exist. 3 years, $75 million, $25 million per. Somebody's a comeback player of the year, even though he's just coming back from what? The bench? I mean, so this is all what's popping right now.
It's a discount.
Which is why if you think Anthony Richardson, to bring it all full circle, is the guy, you go trade him up for him and you take him, even if he's number one. And that's the thing I heard after that workout. People are like, you know what, hey, Bryce Young's pretty good, and so is C.J. Stroud, but this kid, that's a unicorn.
Yeah, if he turns into Mahomes and Cam Newton combined.
Jalen Hurts. That's the other thing, too. How fast did Hurts turn into a big-time elite thrower?
Hurts is 6'1". This dude's like almost 6'5".
But what I'm just saying, it's got nothing to do with height, weight. I'm talking with readiness.
Right.
You know, can he make the throws? Is he an elite thrower?
Well, Hurts was drafted to be a backup.
How about that Hurts throw to A.J. Brown in the Super Bowl? Was that an elite throw?
Dude.
Yes. So it can happen. And coaches will be like, I'll handle it. I got it. And he'll also run you over. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Anthony Richardson himself in 22 minutes. Overreaction Monday after that. Your phone calls when we return right here on The Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH. Rich Eisen here. At U.S. Cellular, they know phones are great, but they're not always so great for us. Sure, they connect us to so much, but they also distract us from, well, us. The us that actually laughs out loud with each other instead of just texting it. That knows being in the same room doesn't always mean being together. So let's find us again by putting our phones down for 5 days, 5 hours, even 5 minutes. Join U.S. Cellular in the Phones Down for 5 Challenge. Find out more at uscellular.com/findus. Monster.com can help you tackle the job hunt and make your next career move. In football and in life, there's the regular season and then there's the playoffs. Monster.com knows that scoring your next job, that's a playoff moment. To bring your A game, you need Monster.com. Looking to change positions and join a new team? Monster can help. Monster.com has millions of job openings and great coaching and career advice for a strong performance when it counts. Plus, when you upload your resume to Monster.com, you can be recruited by employers before they even post their jobs. Monster.com specializes in building the right teams for employers and knows how to match you with those job fits. When you score the position, Monster.com's salary calculator ensures you're paid what you're worth. The regular season is history, and we all know the playoffs are no time for messing around. It's time to get off the sidelines and go to Monster.com and win the job hunt. Monster.com. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH. Anthony Richardson's going to join us. 15 minutes time.
And it never rained here. That was so weird. That was during like the drought where it never rained. Right. It actually rained that day.
Terzo and I will all rise. Let's take his phone call. What's going on, Terzo? How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? Doing well, Rich. Terzo. Hey, I want to give a shout out to the guys, man. They did a great job while you were parachuting in, man. Brockman was bringing some energy, man. It was fun.
Terrific.
Thanks, Terzo.
I'm not surprised to hear that.
Now you're just making up for it. No, I'm not. You know you screwed up earlier.
I didn't
screw up. Higher register.
Oh, really? Oh, nice.
Hey, you just did it again.
No. Don't be so sensitive.
Show some respect.
Good job.
Thank you. You didn't even listen.
What's up, Terzo?
We weren't here, Mike. You know.
So Rich, I got a couple things for you. I think the first one is can the Celtics like hold on to a lead in the fourth quarter?
No, we suck.
It's starting to cost me some good money.
We're terrible.
Hey. Let the man alone. Terzo, you have the floor.
Oh, man. So, Rich, I kind of agree with you with Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. I just don't really see it happening. I can't foresee him wanting to go and follow in Favre's footsteps again. It just doesn't really sit with me. And I don't think he's necessarily a good fit for your young team. If he's wanting to go to a more mature team, as we've kind of heard, the unfortunate part is there's not a ton of mature teams out there because a lot of your guys are still young. It's just the NFL and the name of the game. Not everybody gets to play for 15 years.
Well, the talk in Indianapolis is that, you know, the Raiders want to burn it down and start from scratch, rip it right down to the studs with some of their studs as the foundation. Davante Adams, that they're going to franchise tag Josh Jacobs by the end of, you know, they already have. I mean, he's franchise tagged. They're going to keep him. And then, but at quarterback, they want to start from scratch, and they want their own guy. And I don't think Rodgers is that. I just don't. And again, it costs you draft capital. And thanks to the call. And I know Rodgers is insanely special. Costs you draft capital. And if you're not ready to win now, and you're not, you know, your roster isn't is not fully built, just add Rodgers, then why are you trading second, third, fourth round picks? These are valuable. These are some kids that you could have on the second day, third day that I saw that looked like you can play football with them and win games. Just look at what the Chiefs just did. The Chiefs drafted a ton of kids last year and won a Super Bowl with them. So, you know, and the Jets drafted a ton of kids in the last 2 years, and they are beginning to blossom to the point where we're all like Mona Lisa Vito stamping our foot, wait, you know, with our clock running, waiting for Zach Wilson. Now you can add, Aaron Rodgers. Suddenly it's different.
You're Carolina. You go get Rodgers?
I don't think he wants to go there either.
But if the spots are drying up, right? Green Bay seemingly doesn't want him back. That's what it sounds like, right? Raiders aren't going to do it, not a fit. Jets don't want to give up the assets.
No, I think the Jets do want to give up the assets.
You think they do?
Yeah. Okay.
But what if he doesn't want to go there? So then where's the spot?
I don't know. Again, the only reason why he wouldn't want to go there is there's still young kids that he'd have to learn with, just like there was in Green Bay.
Yeah, so why don't you just stay? But you already had a season under
apparently
your belt.
Apparently, he does have many reasons to live in New York right now, or you know, his personal life, that he can go to New York, live there. He loves the new OC there. I mean, there's a lot of connective tissue. It's just a ton of it. It's just expensive. And then obviously the media glare that he doesn't have in Green Bay, he'd have in his face. Now, the other point that Turzo had to say. What's up with your Celtics?
We're dumb.
Uh-oh, boy.
We played dumb basketball.
Well, you knew that last year. You turned it over way too many times.
And that's the thing. And that was the case last night.
Haven't fixed it.
That was how did we lose the game last night? 22 turnovers? What are we doing? We're in the home stretch of the season.
Right.
Do you want to be the one seed or not? Does that matter to you or not? It should. You don't want to go to Milwaukee for a 7-game series. You don't want to go to Philadelphia. You don't want them to jump you in the standings and have to go down there with James Harden looking like he did on Friday night when they snapped the Bucks winning streak. Like, it's just dumb. I know, look, Rob was out last night, no Malcolm Brogdon. No Brunson for New York.
That's correct.
But that was a battle. Quickly was amazing.
Yeah, quickly. How about the Knicks have won 9 in a row now, and I'm going to stand by it. What I said last week when we had Brian Windhorst on, or I guess 2 weeks ago when Brian Windhorst came on the day the second half of the season, in quotes, tipped off, that there's going to be 3 teams playing in the conference semifinal round, and only 2 of them can go on to the conference championship. And one of these 3 very talented teams is going to be 1 and 2 and done. That's what he basically said. And I said, what could there be one team that crashes that party? And I said, it's the Knicks.
It didn't look like it then, but it sure looks like it now.
Well, I mean, the difference is if obviously the bench, getting Josh Hart.
It was awesome.
Huge.
Great pickup.
Right. Mitchell Robinson coming back and being healthy. It's R.J. Barrett. If Barrett had almost 30 points last night.
Very quiet, too, because quickly right. was doing all
If Barrett, because, you know, Randall is a first class, A-plus basketball player. Mm-hmm. Who's not up there with the, if you will, Luka in the rest of that Jokic conversation, but Julius Randle is superb. He's elite. And if Brunson being out and the bench being able to handle it, if R.J. Barrett can toss in 20-something a game, that gives them a third man in with a bench and a defense and a coach that can spin it all up. They've won 9 in a row, man. Yeah. They're 12 over. They could catch Cleveland. They could catch Cleveland. How about that for first round? What do you think about that one? Knicks and Cavaliers.
That's fun.
It is a fun one.
I would take you guys the way you're playing right now.
Problem is that the winner of that's got to go play Milwaukee, right? They don't reseed.
They do not reseed.
So that's the, if you will, fly in the ointment that the Knicks are going to go on a run and make a knock one of these teams out. But your Sixers, man, you got to like what you're seeing with the Celtics kind of stumbling around. Like, well, you got to like that.
You know, Rich, we don't look at other people's misfortunes. Stop. We just concentrate on us. And what we did Saturday, breaking that Bucks win streak, that was huge. That was a huge game, down 15 or so. I'm really surprised the Sixers came back and won that game and were able to beat the
Bucks.
Here
we go.
Harden, man.
Harden played amazingly. Awesome. And for as big as, you know, we know Giannis is, Embiid is just like 2 inches bigger, heavier. He's just a monster out there, man. So, and then last night, Kawhi, your boy, got busy.
He did.
Paul George last night against the Grizzlies.
Well, I mean, it's about time. They hadn't won in the second half of the season.
5, yeah.
Not won since before the All-Star break.
Yeah, since the Russ trade, they were 0-5. So, and I'll go back to
Golden. Did you see Golden State just letting Russ stand there at the three-point line and just back off and say, you shoot it? Yeah. Did you see that?
I missed the game. I saw the highlights.
Oh, my word.
Golden State is toast.
Why would you say that? Curry came back yesterday.
They
I know
lost.
The, I get it.
I mean, what do you
mean? But they lost on the road again.
By the way, they're 3 over, and they're not in the play-in. The play-in is Mavericks and Clippers, Pelicans and Jazz. They're not in the play-in right now. They're a game clear of it. Obviously, anything can change.
I mean,
how about Suns Warriors in the first round?
And guess what? Phoenix will beat them in 4 games.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
They have Kevin Durant.
Yeah, no one's beating the Warriors in 4 games.
The Warriors are.
Nobody's beating
the
Golden
Warriors
State in 4
are
games.
World champions.
For a reason. Multiple times.
Yeah, if your boy Wiggins comes back, is he back yet for you?
No. My whole team is hurt.
And then there's the Nuggets, who are the clear best team.
I don't think so.
I do.
I mean, they're playing really well.
I do.
I'll give them props.
I do.
Guess what? Do it in the playoffs. Do it against Kevin Durant.
I know we're going to have to see it. I guess.
You have to prove it to me.
Correct. I'm not sitting here saying they're definitely winning.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying.
But they have they're deep. They can beat you in so many different ways. They can win up there in the altitude. You got to go visit them.
Yeah,
and trust
the one seed will be important.
I know of what I speak because I kind of feel like I've got some connective tissue with the Nuggets because, you know, I just turn around and I see a big battle behind me.
There we go.
Like our fantasy league.
I can't believe it took this long, to be honest. Just an hour.
Hey,
about,
man, at least
hours.
I gave Coop some business.
53 minutes.
I texted him.
Are you happy about that?
I am.
You beat your son?
I did.
In fantasy? And because you lock away his iPad so he can't make changes
untrue,
and you're happy about
untrue,
that?
Untrue.
That's not what his mom said.
How dare you?
I'm just saying what
How
was told to us.
How dare you? How dare you? But that's, it's one of those things where I can just, I know, you know, just like, how many game lead does the Nuggets, did the Nuggets have? 5, right? They're 5 up on Memphis?
Should be 6.
6.5. Wow. Yeah, 6.5.
Getting higher
now. Sure here. I think I'm 5 up on the rest 40, of the, 19. So I am the Nuggets of our fantasy league.
And much like the Nuggets.
I have Jokic.
You're going to lose in the first
you're
round.
Just like the Nuggets. Choke when it counts.
Well, I got to buy it. I got to buy. You're giving me a buy.
You're going to buy.
So he's going to choke in the second round.
I'm going to sit back. I know, it's like, you know, Nuggets don't have a buy. That's the only difference.
I can't wait for your fantasy play.
That's the difference.
Yeah, you are 5 up on everybody.
Yeah, I am. So I'm in, like the Nuggets. Everyone behind, you battle it out.
I guess we're going to have to.
See how it all. So, I know what I'm talking about.
Like I said, Rich Eisen, big basketball guy.
Yeah, I am. How dare you?
No, I said it. The first time I said it, you thought it was Rich.
We can't.
Anthony Richardson's coming up, baby. After a huge combine and overreaction Monday and more.
All right, Rich, I'm going to bring this up, and it's going to make Brockman mad, but I figure you're probably going to do it anyway, so just get it out the way. We going to come up with a nickname for Anthony Richardson?
Please, God, no.
No.
Let the kid just play football and not have to worry about this. It's bad enough he does it to Matt Ryan every year where he's trying to make the
playoffs. Well, this is what he does, so I'm just trying to figure out if this is...
Never works.
Ant-Man, it doesn't fit because he's 6'4".
And plus, also Anthony, grew, though.
You know, Anthony Edwards, I mean...
See, there's a good one, but I don't want to say it because that'll set half of the people off if I say it.
So no, I know. It's the AR and all that stuff.
I don't want to do that, but he does got a cannon. For an arm.
No, we can't do that.
So we can't do that.
Yeah, I don't think he needs a nickname.
Does it go by Tony?
Like, you
more
know.
Importantly, this is the last week of the regular season in fantasy basketball.
Oh, I know that. It's coming down to it. You're out right now. You're on the outside looking in.
I know. Me and TJ.
You and TJ. Who, the winner moves on.
Winner's
loser out.
Basically
it's
in.
Like a play-in tournament. The
winner's basically
except
in.
These stats count somewhere.
You guys play each other.
As opposed to the NBA's playing. This is it. You guys are, this is big.
Big.
Oh, I'll be watching from a front row seat.
Oh, you guys.
Imagine that.
Who can take Rich down? Come on.
I still sit say there applauding from a front row seat like Tony Bennett, baby. I cannot wait to watch you guys battle it out. Good luck to you both.
No, you don't.
And I mean that.
No, you don't.
Of course.
Who's in second place?
And great. Guess what? John Moritz out probably the rest of the week.
That's right. You have him. And Anthony Wiggins. I feel for you.
Jeez. I don't. It worked for me.
Kevin
I don't
Love's
either.
Out tonight.
Anthony Richardson. This can be fun.
Yeah.
Youth football is all about style and fun. And the NFL celebrates that through Play Football, an initiative aimed at creating positive experiences for players, coaches, and parents with the goal of preserving and promoting the values of the game. On the football field, kids can continue to grow through teamwork and build trust as leaders. To learn more and to find a league near you, visit playfootball.com. The future of football is here. You in?